Good morning from Independence Baptist Church. This is John Alls. We want to welcome you to the broadcast this morning. Now, so far this month, we've shared with you a message about the rich farmer. Of course, this is the rich farmer that built up all his riches, and he didn't take time to think about God and what God had done. And he died the very night that he decided to take his wealth and to live a life of ease. Now, we also shared with you the start of a message about the greatness of God Almighty. And of course, we talked about the verse that says, "Be still and know that I'm God." Now, this week, we're going to continue on this message dealing with the greatness of the God Almighty, but we want to concentrate on the fact that God knows everything that has happened or that will happen. So let's listen in now as Pastor Reynolds continues on this topic about the Almighty God.
This morning, I'd like to continue in the lesson we began last Sunday morning concerning the greatness of God Almighty. I'd like to read once again the book of Psalms 46 and verse 10, where the Bible gives us these instructions. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." Last Sunday morning, we spoke concerning the fact that we spend a lot of time being busy in this world, but the Bible commands that we be still and know that there is a God and know who God is. There's a lot of unrest in this world today simply because people do not stop and think and contemplate who God is and read their Bibles to find out who He is. The Bible said in Proverbs 15 and verse 3, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." And certainly this is so. God sees everything that is going on this world today. God sees the good. God sees the bad. God sees the intentions and the thought of the very heart of the man. Notice we talked last time about how that God is an infinite God, that we cannot measure God. We also spoke about how God is an omnipresent God. That is, God is everywhere all at once. We spoke of God being an independent God. That is, He needs nothing or anybody at all. God also is an immutable God. That is, God never, ever changes. This morning I want you to think about that God is an omniscient God. That is, that God knows everything there is to know about everything. I want you to think about this, that God never learns anything. Now, somebody would say, well, everybody ought to learn something. Well, now, people should. We as individuals ought to learn a lot of things as we go through life. We ought to learn the repercussions of sin, and we ought to learn the blessings of obedience. But God never gains any knowledge. Do you know why God never gets any smarter? Because you can't get any smarter than God. God knows everything there is to know. God knows everything there is about everything. There's nothing for Him to learn. God is not living in a vacuum, so don't get that idea. God is real able to see everything that goes on. But everything that He sees that we do in our daily lives, it does not add to His knowledge at all. Because God already knew before we did what we did that we were going to do it. God knows everything. He has foreknowledge. That is, God knows what will happen before it happens. Not only does God know the events and the facts of all those situations, God is also able to arrange the circumstances in this world so the end result will be what He determined beforehand for it to be. Now, this is a great and a magnificent God. God is dealing with people, and God has a plan. God has an end in mind, and the things that God has before determined would come to pass, will come to pass. God will so move in the heart, the circumstances of men in order to bring those things to pass. Now, someone would say, "Preacher, what if there's a lost person? It doesn't make any difference." God is able to do with his creation as is pleasing to him. You remember that when Jesus made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, that there was people gathered around there that were worshiping him and adoring him and praising him. And the Pharisees and the scribes, they came to Christ and they said, "You need to hold this down because it's too big an uproar on this day." And Jesus said, "If these people do not cry out, these very rocks are going to cry out." Now here's the point. God can use anything he wants to use that he's created. And God has created everything there is. And so if we as people do not praise the name of God, God is well able to make the stones cry out unto God. Remember the prophet Balaam, who went to prophesy against the children of Israel, and how that he rode upon that donkey, and the donkey told Balaam, "You're not supposed to go." Now, God used a donkey in that case. You see, God can and will use anything he wants to use to bring about the end result. I believe this, that Israel, they are God's chosen people. Israel, when this whole thing is said and done, they are going to be victorious because God has his hand on the nation of Israel. God said to Abraham, "The nation that blesses you, I will bless. And the nation that curses you, I will curse." The United States has been blessed because God has put on our nation's leaders' heart to bless the land of Israel. Israel is going to win because God has a plan in his mind, and God is going to work things out so that Israel, his own chosen people, are going to be the winners in whatever conflict that they're in. The fact is this, is that it may not look like on the surface this is going to happen, but you can just sit back and rest on the promises that God has given to the nation of Israel. You can rest on the promises that God has given to us in his word. God will fulfill his plan. You see, God is omniscient. He knows everything about everything. God is immutable. He never does change. And when God sets his plan in motion, it will come to pass just like God said it would come to pass. God has foreknowledge. You see, God not only sees events before they take place, God is able to control the events as they unfold. You know why all that is? It's because God is a sovereign God. Now, God is a strong God. He is very, very powerful, no doubt. God Almighty, the one that created this world, the one that we worship, the one that we serve, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There are kings that rule upon this earth, but all of these kings that rule upon this earth, God has established in their kingdom. And if God wants to bring a king down, he can bring that king down. I remember the story in the book of Daniel concerning the king Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a great king over all of the land of Babylon, which at that time was the world power. And God did a marvelous thing to Nebuchadnezzar. He took away his mind. And Nebuchadnezzar went to the fields and ate grass like an ox. And the dew from heaven was upon him. And the amazing thing is that the other rulers there in the land of Babylon, they kept Nebuchadnezzar as king, although he was eating grass like a wild person in the field. After 7 years, God gave the man his mind back, and then the counselors went right back to Nebuchadnezzar to ask his advice about what to do. You see, God can do anything he wants to do. He is a sovereign God. It is God that sets up kings, and it is God that takes kings down. There will never be a nation formed upon the face of this earth that God does not know about. There will never be anything done that God is not making sure that what is done will fit into His plan. And God will use whatever it is to make the outcome be as He has determined beforehand that it be. God is a sovereign God. He is everywhere. The Bible said that He is an omnipotent God. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. He knows everything. And He is able, by His great power, to bring to pass whatever He wants to fulfill His own chosen will. Notice that God is indeed a powerful God. It is difficult to even explain or understand how powerful God is. When you think about that God, in the very beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, that God only had to speak and the worlds came into existence. We live upon this earth, but this earth is one planet in this solar system. And then the solar system, there's many, many more of these solar systems, astrology tells us. And God spoke, and all of those things came into existence. All of the laws of physics, all of the principles that this world lives by, has been established and ordained by God Himself. It is a wonderful, marvelous thing when you understand that God took some dust and He formed the body of a man, and then God breathed into the nostrils of that pile of dust, and then man became a living soul. That is power, folks. That is power beyond our comprehension. You know, that's why the Bible says that we ought to be still and know that God is God. Of all the hustle and the bustle and all the worries and the frets that we go through in this world today, is God able to help? Is God able to bless? Listen, God does not need us. We need to understand that right away. But God graciously and mercifully uses us. We ought to be still, as David said there in Psalms 46 and verse 10. We ought to take some time and be still, be quiet, turn the television off, turn off the radio. Just be still. Take your Bible in your hand, open it, and read Psalms 139. Read Isaiah chapter 40. Read Isaiah chapter 45. Read Ezekiel chapter 1. And see how great God is. And then sit back and meditate. Think on the words of God. And know this: God knows about you. God knows about me. God knows those little things that bother me every day. And God cares about those things. Listen, God is omnipotent and very powerful. And we need to just simply be still and know that He is God.
I tell you what, as Christians, we serve a powerful, powerful God, one that not only created this world, but also that holds it all together. You know, we often wonder about what will happen in the upcoming elections or what will happen with gas prices, and there's so many thoughts and things that go through our mind and fears that we have. But, you know, as Christians, we can take comfort in the fact that God already knows what's going to happen. He is in control. Nothing's going to happen that catches Him off guard. He already knows what's going to happen. And we can place our faith in Him, not only for salvation, but we also need to place our faith in Him for our daily lives. We may go through hard times, but as Christians, we have an amazing eternity ahead of us with the Almighty God. Now, we do want to thank you for listening this morning. We do have additional information on our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. You can also call and leave any questions or comments for us at 636-673-2180. And we also want to invite you to attend services with us. Now, our Sunday morning services start at 10 a.m. for Sunday school class. We have 11 a.m. worship services. We have a 4 o'clock prayer meeting. And we have a 4:30 worship service in the afternoon. We also, again, want to encourage and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about the Almighty God.